You're listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast, episode 11. In this episode, I will talk about how to get ideas and what to do with them. So let's get going. Hi everyone, I'm Linda O'Sheen. This podcast will inspire you to be creative and to play, even if you have a lot on your to-do list. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen. The Creative Explorer Podcast is produced weekly for your enjoyment, and you can find the show notes at lindaerskine.net/CEP. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS reader or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook and pretty much everywhere else on social media. All the links are in the show notes. Let's get on with the show. In this episode, I will talk about how to get creative ideas and what to do with them once you have them. I'm also going to give you a creative prompt, something you can do easily and in a short amount of time to get some creative play into your day. A small caution might be in order. If you're sensitive to language, I must warn you that the occasional swear word might slip through the cracks when I edit. I'm not planning any specific creative work this week, except for a couple of coaching sessions, because of the challenge. The podcast will be slightly different until the challenge is over, in that I'm not making plans for what to create and following along with the prompts of the creativity challenge instead. I'm doing this to show that I'm doing it too. If you want to see those, you'll have to go to the Creative Explorers group. There are several ways you can get new ideas when you hit a dry spell. Here are just 10 examples that you can try. Some of them might surprise you. Get enough sleep is the first one. If you're worn out and sleep deprived, your brain is not working properly. Go for a walk in nature. Nature has many interesting shapes and patterns that trigger ideas. Bring a camera along to snap some pictures of the interesting things you see so you can use them later. Free writing has been used by many people to shake things loose. Just write without making any corrections, even if you have to write, "I don't know what to write." Suddenly you'll get a spark or remember something you can use. Read a book. It takes you into a different world for a while and you may come back with some good ideas. Try something you've never done. Trying something new really gets those synapses firing. Create when you're at your best. We all have a time in the day when we're more creative and productive. Use it to your advantage. Switch up your daily routine. Changing your habits challenges your brain to figure out this new pattern. To step away from technology for a few hours is always a good idea. The next one is play with your kids or ask them for ideas. Doodling can also bring up interesting ideas and patterns you can use for your creations. Losing a good idea sucks, so make sure you're taking notes when you come up with an idea you like. A woman asked me what to do with all those creative ideas once you have them. How to bring them to life? The answer might sound really simple, but I know it isn't. First, you have to get over that fear of failure that keeps you from starting. Failing means you're learning, and what is a failure is really defined by you. So try to get over that fear of failure and just get started. Make the perfectionist determining success from failure shut up for a while, so you can create in peace. The best way to do this is to ignore it on a regular basis and just get going. Then you have to make room for it. Set aside a couple of minutes and just start, even if it's a tiny, tiny baby step. Just start something. You'll be glad you did. You can't get to the finish without starting. Please stop by the post with the show notes and leave a comment stating what you're determined to start today. I'll help keep you accountable. Today's inspirational words are by Carrie Brummer over at Artist Think, and she said, "Find something shiny and exciting and start to play. You deserve your creativity, and so do we." If you want to read her blog post where the quote came from, you'll find the link in the show notes. Today's creative prompt is to play. Find some material and play with it. I'd love to see what you create, so if you would post it in the Creative Explorers group, I'd be very grateful. If you want to talk to me about anything blocking your creativity, or just get to know me, book yourself a virtual cup of tea. You'll find the link in the show notes. That's it for me for today. Thanks for listening to the Creative Explorer podcast. The next episode will, among other things, be about why you need to hang out with other creatives. If you have any questions, just reach out to me at linda@lindaurson.net. Remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
Bye-bye.